RN Breakfast across Australia. Warwick Hadfield is here with sport. Let's start with the Commonwealth Games. It couldn't really get any more Gold Coast than beach volleyball. It reaches its climax today with Australia vying for gold in both the women's and men's finals. It is a spectacular setting.
It is. It's wonderful. It's being spoken about as the permanent home of beach volleyball in Australia. Such is the quality of the facilities and, of course, the quality of the place where it is, the Gold Coast. Perfect 1 minute and whatever it is after that. Look, it's already famously associated with gold, Coolangatta, the beach there. And it's Maria Faye Atacho del Sola, and she does have a sunny personality to go with the name, teamed with Talika Clancy in the women's, Chris McHugh and Damien Schumann in the men's, both playing against Canada in this groundbreaking or even sand-breaking moment. This sport is making its debut at the Commonwealth Games, but because it's been in the Olympics since Sydney 2000, it seems that the event has to be held in Australia for beach volleyball to get a Guernsey. Now, despite all their solar power, the women probably face the toughest challenge. The Canadian pair of Sarah Pavin and Melissa Humana Paredes are ranked number one in not just the Commonwealth, but the world, and we know what that means. Now, the mountain bike racing is also on today at Nerang. The medal hopes there, the husband and wife, Dan and Rebecca McConnell. Medal opportunities at the diving, and in the Lawn Bowls, where the women's triples team from Australia is playing England in a semi-final at Broadbeach. Semi-finals time in the hockey too. The Hockeyroos playing India tonight. Those results and more tomorrow, Hamish.
I look forward to that. In thoroughbred racing, Mighty Mare Winx has been up and about this morning ahead of her attempt to equal Black Caviar's record of 25 wins in a row on Saturday.
Yeah, look, she was doing track work this morning at Rose Hill before the Queen Elizabeth Stakes at Royal Randwick this weekend. Now, speaking after her pre-dawn romp around the gardens, jockey Hugh Bowman said she's as good as she looks. And as for the wide barrier draw, number 10, well, it's better than barrier 1. And thereafter, well, it is what it is. Lots of celebrations ready to go because this is a great effort, 25 wins in a row. In fact, she's won 28 races with coming second 3 times. So lots of celebrations. And has already been won. This is a lovely little story. Winx fan Joan Conlon, she celebrated her 91st birthday last weekend with a Winx theme party. She's obviously a thoroughbred too, Joan Conlon.
I shared a homework room with Hugh Bowman at high school, boarding school. He didn't do a lot of homework. He talked a lot about horse racing.
Even is that right? Then,
absolutely. He said he was always said he was going to win the Melbourne Cup. In AFL, Port Adelaide's flying start to the season has taken an off-field hit.
Yeah, Hamish, the men of Teal are 3 from 3, but they'll be trying to make it 4 from 4 without Sam Powell Pepper. He's been stood down for Sunday's match against Essendon at the Docklands for breaking team rules, a night on the drink with other ramifications, because an allegation of assault made by a woman is still being investigated by the AFL. And look, as for Port Adelaide's opponents this weekend, the rumbles are growing into a mighty roar about disquiet at Tullamarine. The focus now on the Fords' lack of effort last weekend, this after so much was expected of the Bombers this year. I think it's a case of watch this space with Essendon at the moment, Hamish.
Thank you very much indeed, Warwick Hadfield. Talk to you again tomorrow morning.